Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
College football final coming up later. All the scores, game reports, Big Ten top 25. Northern Sun, MIAC, WIAC, Pioneer League, Missouri Valley Football Conference. We'll cover them all up until 6 o'clock tonight. Right now we want to go outdoors, warm, hot, and windy. Not just warm, hot and windy. Steve Kearney is here. Steve, how you been this week?
Very hot, Steve. not a good week, man. I mean, this was tough. I mean, everything I've been doing this week, I've been struggling, and, you know, it's been windy and in the upper 80s all week. And, yeah, I wish I had something really bright to say, but it just was very difficult. The deer are not moving at all. I've been out quite a bit, and they're moving after dark typically, and it's been tough. And the duck opener was so-so. A lot of participation, a lot of good shooting really early in the morning, about 15 minutes. Everybody had a pretty good flurry, but then it pretty much ended. So it was, I would say it was a below average, you know, duck opener. And I, you know, checked with a lot of people in the last week, a lot of my cronies out there. And it was, you know, like a couple of guys, 3-4 birds. It wasn't anything great, but yeah, it was tough. I don't think, you know, it's really going to change. I was on a river system yesterday and canoed about 4 miles and really didn't see many ducks. And I'm really kind of, you know, not happy about that. It's just the teal aren't there. The wood ducks are not there. It's just been a really, really tough go for ducks right now. And, I mean, everything is kind of depressed because of this heat. It's just really affecting everything in the outdoors.
Yeah, things are going to change in a hurry, though. Much cooler this week, but I would say not cold. I mean, it's just kind of returned to where we should be in early October.
You know, 60s, I think, is going to be very welcomed. I mean, that's going to be, I think, a real game changer, and it looks like it's going to be in the 60s, maybe 50s, and I saw some 30s and 40s at night. We really need this. We really need this, and every time we get this change in the fall, the fishing, the hunting just gets better and better. So I think, you know, on long term, it looks good. We just got to kind of suffer through this hot time. You know, we got the pheasant opener on the 11th. Then we have the antlerless deer season on the MEA. You know, a lot of things coming up. And I think the weather, if it cooperates, you know, will certainly improve things.
And Steve, turkey opener, tell us more.
Well, you know, turkeys are kind of like us. You know, when it's hot, they just stay kind of bedded. They don't really move very much. And that opened today. And, you know, it's funny. There's so many turkeys and their population is doing so well that in the fall, I just kind of run into them by accident when I'm out bow hunting or duck hunting. And they just sort of appear. So I'm waiting for the opportunity, which will happen. We have a whole month. And right now, they're very relaxed. You know, nobody's pressuring them. So it shouldn't be too long, and I'm looking for a small Jake. I mean, they are awesome eating. The big Tom's a little tough, but, you know, looking for those small Jakes. So looking forward to that, and that's kind of fun when you're sitting in a bow stand. You have the deer option,
and the turkey option because they're in the woods right now feeding on acorns. They're really not out on the fields. And right now they're taking in a lot of soybeans through northwestern Minnesota, western Minnesota. So the harvest has begun, and that's just going to really improve things. And when they start taking the corn down next week or 10 days, then those deer are going to be moving into the woods, and that's going to change things. So it's just going to get better. You just got to kind of suffer through these tough times.
Yeah, and I will say this about the turkey. I don't ever remember, you know, growing up in the northern suburbs on the edge of the Twin Cities. My mom and dad moved to northern Hennepin County. Hardly anybody lived out here back in the 70s, surrounded by a lot of fields and potato fields, etc., up here in this neck of the woods along the river. And never remember seeing turkeys. And now you see them all the time. It is extraordinary how this bird has bounced back.
You know, they are a really a resilient bird. And, you know, what really is the key to their survival is they roost very high in oak trees or any type of pine trees up nice and high so the ground predators can't get at them. So they got a very safe place to roost. And, yeah, they're an amazing bird, and it's really the game bird of the future. And I think somewhere down the line the DNR is going to raise the limit to maybe two just because, you know, there's a lot of turkeys out there. And sometimes I'll see, you know, groups of 20, 30 working through a field. I mean, it's just amazing how they've, you know, done so well. So that's certainly a DNR and a Minnesota success story.
Yeah, I mean, the turkeys, even right here in the metro area, they're right up there with the geese. They're doing pretty well.
Oh, I've seen them on 494 and Highway 5 and 694, you know, on the roadways picking up grit. And, yeah, they're just amazing. And I've almost hit a few that have, you know, flown across my windshield. I don't think I really want to. But, you know, that's getting to be more common, too, all the time. But, yeah, they are amazing. And, you know, we only get a month in the fall. So, you know, if you can get a turkey in the spring, you can also get a turkey in the fall. So, you know, there's opportunities there. You just got to kind of, you know, wait for the chance.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. What's the plan this week? It is going to cool down quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to start, you know, getting back into the fishing. I haven't been able to fish this week because it's been so hot and so windy. But I think, you know, I give it another week and get that water temperature to drop and, you know, kill a lot of weeds and make that change. I think it's just going to get better. And the deer are going to start getting in a pre-rut mode here pretty soon. And, you know, there's a lot of bucks out there that are in bachelor groups right now where they're in groups of three, four, five. And a couple of weeks they'll be fighting and, you know, chasing each other around. It's going to get just better. So, yeah, bring on the cold. Bring on the cold.
All right, Steve, we'll do it again in a week.
Hey, sounds good, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is. Steve Kearney has been joining us for years here on the weekends. And our outdoor coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Drury's sign has a great show between 5 and 6, chock full of guests and great info. Fall hunting season cranking up. And once again, Rob in the outdoor news tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on CCO. It is 4:14, unusually hot and windy, right up around record heat. We've got a lot of college football games already in the books. Some early starts today, playing in the heat of the day. Some night games tonight around the area. And, of course, a huge one in the Big Ten. Minnesota at number one, Ohio State tonight. The game is on NBC. We'll get started with college football final following. Well, get started with it in earnest following the weather here at 4:30. Around the corner, we'll get you up to date on the other sports headlines. MLB playoffs, WNBA finals are underway in Las Vegas. Already won game one. We'll touch on that. The Loons in action tonight. And, of course, the Vikes, they're in London tomorrow. Week two across the pond, they get the Browns bright and early at 8:30. We'll get into all of that in a moment, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's hit some of the sports headlines while we have a moment. College football's final starts following the weather at the bottom of the hour. Big Ten, top 25, Northern Sun, Mo's games final. MIAC Mo's games final, including that big Johnny Royals showdown at Bethel in Arden Hills. And the heat today, we'll have all of that for you. At 4:30, WNBA Finals, one game in the books, and Las Vegas, they're already up, one game to none. Of course, Phoenix eliminated Minnesota in the semifinals, and they'll do game two tomorrow afternoon. That'll be 1 o'clock in Vegas. Series shifts to Phoenix on Wednesday, and don't forget, it is game four. A lot of turmoil right now, and it's unfortunate that the focus isn't 100% on the WNBA Finals right now and the product on the floor and the players, etc. But this is going to be a very interesting offseason. Producer Lindsey Brown joins us. Nafiz Collier, at the end of the season, took some shots at the commissioner. I think other people have piled on. I don't think the commissioner has reacted in a very professional way, taking shots at Caitlin Clark and saying, hey, I'm a human being and I have a family as well. This is rapidly turning into a disaster. And going forward, I'll just put this out there. I don't know how the owners keep the current commish.
Yeah, they're going to have to move on. And it's been signaled that Kathy Engelbert will probably do so under her own accord after CBA negotiations are finished. I just don't know when that's going to be, Steve, because I would anticipate a lockout next year just because there is such a big gap between both parties. You know, when Fee came out and said what she said, you didn't hear right away from Caitlin Clark, and people were like, why have you said anything? Why have you said anything? And she waited a couple of days, and there's a measuredness that she probably has to speak with that, you know, a lot of people have to speak with. But when it comes to her and the branding that she's brought, and to have Kathy Engelbert say that she is nothing without the WNBA platform, it's just comical to me. It's so comical to me that people think that they can take credit for people's success when they're just happen to be the ones with the branding around it. Like, I can't wait to see just the teams like the Golden State Valkyries. I saw an article the other day, Steve, that they are all rapidly approaching a $1 billion valuation after just 1 year in existence. And I'm not, I tweeted this about it. Nobody said anything. Nobody even bashed me. I was waiting for the hockey people to come after me. Nobody cared about what I said. But I think that there's going to be one, if not multiple, WNBA franchises that will be valued at higher amounts than most NHL franchises within 5 years. Now, when you're coming into a league fresh and brand new and all this money influx, it's going to be easier to do that for, say, the Toronto team, for like we've seen in Golden State, than it would be for Connecticut or even Minnesota, for that matter, because they've been around for so long. But the training wheels have to come off. And the only people to blame for the lack of focus on the series, on the finals itself, is on the WNBA. If they were taking care of this, if they were more diligent with their ref, if there was investment, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Yeah, and I think when we have talked about the league continues to grow, people are showing up. More importantly, I mean, it's great to have people in the buildings and filling up buildings and ticket demand and so on and so forth. But you know, I know, everybody knows, it is about eyeballs and people on television and being able to maximize television revenue. And let's face it, television's all in on this. The numbers there don't lie. The players know it. Mm-hmm. And the owners of these franchises, and earlier in the day when we talked about it, I think you made an outstanding point. This was kind of like NBA owners, for instance, Glenn Taylor and now Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, they own the Timberwolves in the Lynx. And now that has been a model that those teams have been tied together. But I think it's always been kind of like, you know, the focus has been on the NBA and so on and so forth and the big television deals and, you know, sold-out arenas and the established league. And now the WNBA is getting to the point where I think these owners need to take it more seriously.
Yes.
I think the league needs to take it more seriously and realize what they have and make a fair deal for these players, because I think the league is at a point right now that all of a sudden you start seeing defections.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if people just say, I'm going to play an unrivaled and overseas, and or just going overseas. Because we know that the WNBA is very limited in their capacity to pay their players. And I'm not just talking about the Asia Wilsons, who also have a ton of money and deals and business going on off of the court as well. We're just reaching a point with the WNBA where I don't think we need Daddy anymore. I really don't think we need Daddy anymore to keep us afloat, Daddy being the NBA, because this did start out as, well, the women deserve a team too. Like, it's a charity thing. It's good for our PR. It's good for brand awareness, all these things. This is a full-fledged profit-driving machine, and we still don't know the full potential of the athlete, of the league, of women in general, because we don't let our imaginations run wild the same way we do with men. We're just like, oh, go try something. Here's the money. Here's the gate. Here's the platform. There's so many hurdles we have to jump through just to get an ounce of that investment or that attention. So what if we just made it even, say, go off, see what you turn into, and then rake in the profits, just like everyone else. Let's just have a party, Steve. There's so much money around, right?
Well, Lindsay, and you see it all the time in businesses where big businesses get involved in something, whatever those reasons are.
Sure.
That they get involved in a new business. So the NBA got in the business of women's basketball, and they started it, and they nurtured it. And you could maybe at times question the motives,
sure,
or you know how seriously they took it in some markets, some more than others. I think you could argue that Glenn Taylor was a steward and was committed to marketing and building a winner. And Cheryl Reeve and the work that's been done, I think all positive. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't agree more. I think it's time for them to spin it off, if you will, and create their own entities. Now, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez and their partners can still control the links if they so choose. But I think the franchises are getting to the point where they are in demand whether or not they are tied to an NBA franchise or not. You know, that the Golden State franchise, even though they play in that building where the Warriors play, in other situations, I think the league can clearly stand on its own. And the first big step is to get credible leadership and have a fair deal with the players. They don't want to go through what the major leagues did way back in the day when Curt Flood challenged the reserve clause. And decades and decades and decades of the players having no freedom whatsoever. That ship has sailed, and it's time for the WNBA to figure out how to share the money with the players.
May I chime in?
Because the money is there.
May I chime in, Steve, for just a couple seconds here regarding this? Two things. One, going back to Collier, I haven't had a chance to be on the air and talk about this the entire week, and I've kind of been burning to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
The fact that Kathy Engelbert came out with such a tepid statement, you don't see anything as far as a fine for Nafisa Collier coming down the pipe for these comments. But the other thing is, these were the type of comments that were so personal toward Engelbert. That's the type of stuff you see a defamation lawsuit if something was said out of turn, if someone was said out of pocket. There's no threat of legal action from Engelbert, which is very telling.
Yeah.
Now, getting to the valuation of the WNBA and them continuing. Now, again, this example, they have had help from the NBA. Yes, it is well known. And I really would have loved to see how the ABL, which was around at the same time as the WNBA, would have fared had that been able to go 15, 20 years. But you look at the development of sports leagues over time in this country. Baseball was around. It had some stars, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner. But when did it really take off? You know, about 40 years in with Babe Ruth. You look at the NBA. They had the Mikan Lakers. They had the Russell Celtics. They had stars in that time. But when did it really take off? It took off about 30 years down the line when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson came in and ushered in the Michael Jordan era. You look at some of these sports, NFL, you know, you had, it's grown in its succession, but maybe it didn't start growing until the Steelers, the Steel Curtain, 30 years in, 40 years in. So it takes time for these leagues to build, and now maybe with a person like a star, like Caitlin Clark, this can be the jumping point for the WNBA to really gain in that popularity to become its standalone self. So, like you said, you got to give these leagues time to grow. None of them come out and are gangbusters out of the pocket, out of the gate. They need time, and then they need that superstar boost, and maybe Caitlin Clark is that, along with Nafisa Collier, along with Asia Wilson, along with, I know this is now a curse word in...
Say it.
Alyssa Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know that's now a curse word across the Twin Cities. And along with Paige Beckers and Angel Reese. You know,
there we go.
You got to have a lot of time to develop and get eyeballs. And this is the jumping point.
Well, and it doesn't happen on an island as well, because you have to have, you know, exponential growth in the college game as well, where it's kind of like, you know, you're following, you know, the women's Final Four. The women's tournament in its own right is now great television programming. And let's just go right back to what it is. I mean, the most important thing, sure, butts and seats are great, but eyeballs on television and ratings, that's what moves the meter. That's what creates the big dollars. And women's hoops at the college level and now the WNBA, they move the meter. There's no denying that. And now it's time to get paid. And we've got to get paid We got to do the weather. We got into college football final and first full show of the year. And I want to point out tonight as well that the Loons are in action, and they will take on Kansas City tonight at 7:30. Heated rival, bitter rivals. Once again, Minnesota KC tonight at Allianz Field on the Midway in St. Paul. Quick break at 4:32, then college football final.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here we go. College football final is back. Yeah, we've thrown in scores to this point, but with Twins games, etc., we haven't been able to get into a full show here on a Saturday. Here we are in early October, and college football final is underway. I kind of racked my brain. We started this thing in 1998. Real quick story about it. Chuck Dickman was the program director way back then, and he came to me and he said, hey, what do you think about doing a college football scoreboard show on Saturday afternoons? I said, I love it. I grew up listening to Bill Deal in College Football Review way back in the day, following Golden Gopher football with Ray Christensen here on CCO, and he would get game reports and do scores and play band music. We haven't played marching band music on the show, but we do scores and we do game reports, and it's been going on in some way, shape, or form since 98, and we're proud of that. And a big part of it are the game reports. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program, but we do cover the Big Ten, the Top 25, the Missouri Valley Football Conference. We'll have a Pioneer League score. By the way, homecoming in St. Paul for St. Thomas. Heartbreaking loss for the Tommies, and then we'll get into the Northern Sun. Key to the City game in Sioux Falls, Augustana and Sioux Falls going at it. Wild finish there. Huge game in the MIAC today. St. John's at Bethel. The winner of that every year, the odds-on favorite to win the title. They played Narden Hills on a hot, windy day. We'll have all of that in a moment. Right now, let's get to the Big Ten, the Top 25, and more. Let's bring in Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stevie T, and as always, a joy to be with you on one of these wonderful, just chaotic weekends across the nation as we do have pigskins flying here and there. Now, outside, like you said, in the weather report, it feels like early August. It feels like mid-July. Yeah. It is hot. It is steamy. And it is a little bit breezy out there, if you know what I mean. If you've been outside today, you've had to fight to stay on your feet. So be ready. But don't worry, folks. It's not July. It's not August. It is the first Saturday in October, which means it's time for another wonderful, beautiful, wind-blown Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. Let's get it rolling in the Big Ten, where we have a few games at the half. A couple games just started the third quarter. In Evanston, Northwestern going out of conference to take on Louisiana Monroe, and the Wildcats are up 18-7. Again, early third. Also early third at the Rose Bowl. And Penn State was top five. They were possibly the best team in the Big Ten going into the season. They lose last week in a classic to Oregon after coming back. Oregon had a lead. Penn State had to come back and tie it and lost in double overtime. Well, Penn State's got to come back again today. They looked horrible in the first half. Oh. They are down to what I consider to be the worst team in the Big Ten this season so far. That's UCLA. 27-14. Penn State just scored a touchdown to get back within two possessions. It is about 11 minutes to go in the third quarter there. It's at the half in College Park. Maryland looking to get to 5-0. They're shutting out Washington 13-0. Just went to the half in Lincoln. Nebraska on top of Michigan State 14-7. Finals from earlier in the day. Number 22, Illinois. We're down. They were down in West Lafayette 7-0 after one quarter. And then the second quarter happened, and it was all over by then. 27 points for the Illini in the quarter. They led at the half. They win 43-27 over the Boilermakers, and Illinois now 5-1 on the season. In the Big House, number 20, Michigan, they were in a defensive tussle. It's not pretty when you talk Wolverine football these days. It's more defensive slobber knockers, and it was another one today against Wisconsin. The Badgers go to 2-3 on the season after losing 24-10 to the Wolverines. Wolvie going to 4-1 on the season, and then the big one tonight. The big one for Gopher fans, because I don't know if it's a big one for Ohio State. We'll see. Gophers can give them a game. It'll be Minnesota at the Shoe taking on number one Ohio State. That game kicks off around 6:30. To the top 25 scoreboard. An intriguing matchup in South Bend. Number 21 Notre Dame hosting Boise State. That's a very intriguing matchup. And right now, about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Irish with the ball and up 14-7 on the Broncos. Number 9 Texas on the road in the Swamp. Could Billy Napier's job be on the line? The Gators are playing like they have no tomorrow. They're up 19-7 midway through the third quarter in Gainesville. Number 24, Virginia, had a very impressive win last Friday night over undefeated and top 10 Florida State. They're looking to back that up today at Louisville. The game is tied about 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, 14 all there. Number 16, Vanderbilt, pulled the shocker of the year last year. They won at home over Alabama. It was the first time in 40 years that the Commodores had beat the Crimson Tide. It was the first time, actually, and we didn't mention this, that game 40 years ago was in Tuscaloosa. It was the first time in 55 years that they had beat them in Nashville at home. Now it's going to be the first time for the Commodores, hopefully, that they can beat Alabama in back-to-back years since 1956. Yeah, wow. That's a long time ago. Right now, it is just kicking off the second half in Tuscaloosa. The 10th-ranked tied. The 16th-ranked Commodores tied at 14. Number 5, Oklahoma back in action after a week off there at the half in Norman, leading Kent State 23-0. Earlier today, you're listening to a sad cyclone here. Cincinnati went up and down the field in the first half on Iowa State. The Bearcats got whatever they wanted, 4 touchdowns, 1 field goal on 5 offensive possessions. They hold on as the 14th-ranked Cyclones try to come back, but the Bearcats hang on for a 38-30 victory. Cincinnati 4-1, Iowa State their first loss of the year, now 5-1. Georgia gets back on the winning track. The 12th-ranked Bulldogs, they rebound after losing to Alabama last week, beat Kentucky today between the hedges, 35-14. Coming up later tonight, number 11, Texas Tech, will be at Houston, in-state old Southwest Conference rivalry with both teams at 4-0. That's a sneaky big game tonight as you talk about what's going on in the Big 12. Number 3, Miami. Number 18, Florida State. It gets updated. The rivalry gets updated as these two longtime Florida rivals get back at it in Tallahassee this evening. Number 6, Texas A&M, they will be at home against Mississippi State. Number 23, BYU, last night, they went in Provo over West Virginia, 38-24. And we have an instant update from the Rose Bowl. It looks like a blocked punt from Penn State. Yes.
Yep.
A blocked punt by Penn State recovered and into the end zone, and the Nittany Lions are now back within 7. It is 27-20, extra point pending, and the seventh-ranked Nittany Lions trying to get back into this one like they did last week against Oregon. Let's head to the FCS now, Missouri Valley. It is a showdown day there. North Dakota, they are up in the late portion of the first quarter on Northern Iowa at the Unidome, 7-0. South Dakota, with about 14 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, they're up big at the Dakota Dome over Murray State, 49-17. In about 15 minutes or so, South Dakota State will be back underway. They'll be in Youngstown to take on those Fighting Penguins of Youngstown State. North Dakota State will be on the road tonight as well. They kick off in an hour 15 in Normal against Illinois State. As you look at the Pioneer League, as Steve said, it was a bitter pill to swallow for St. Thomas today. They were hosting homecoming against Butler. That Tommy score in the fourth quarter to tie it at 14, but lose in overtime at O'Shaughnessy Stadium, 21-14. I had a couple quick notes real quick to update you on, Steve. Number one, I'm going to feature a new just little tidbit every week now on College Football Final through the end of the season. It's called Bill Belichick Watch, to see how he's doing at North Carolina. And it was not good today. Clemson defeats North Carolina 38-10. Billy Belichick has, I just saw a stat, 25-point-plus-point losses 3 times this season. First time it's ever happened in his career. And then one other thing, just a ridiculous note, Western Carolina, back to FCS, their quarterback, Taron Dickens, completed his first 46 passes of their game today against Wofford, an NCAA record, 46 passes in a row completed by Taron Dickens, 10 more than the previous record holder.
That is astonishing. One of the studio shows earlier in the day was already calling for Bill Belichick to get the boot at Chapel Hill. So, and I think it was the Fox studio show after the Michigan-Wisconsin game, calling for Bill Belichick to be shown the door. It is not going well early in his tenure there. All right, we're going to take a break now. We'll come back. We'll run down the Northern Sun. The MIAC, huge game, St. John's at Bethel today in Arden Hills, in the heat, in the wind. We'll have that for you. We'll check the UMAC, the WIAC. It is all on the way here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. College football final underway. Let's get into the local scoreboard and regional scoreboard today. Full slate of games in the Northern Sun today. We'll be getting a game report. Bemidji State, rough start to the year, gets a win over Northern State, 24-21. Kevin Reed coming up a little bit later on with that game report. Minnesota State rolls big at Concordia St. Paul, 47-19. The Mavericks off to another good start this year. Mary wins at Jamestown. North Dakota neighbors up there. Bismarck to Jamestown, that's doable. How about this? UMD in Duluth in the noon game beats Southwest Minnesota State 63-28. The Bulldogs having a year. We hope to get a report from Jeff Papas on that one. Meanwhile, MSU Moorhead in overtime beat Minot State, the final 40-37. And Augustana roars back to beat Sioux Falls 29-28. Key to the city game in Sioux Falls today. The Vikings score 19 unanswered in the fourth. Now, this series generally has been dominated by the University of Sioux Falls. Augustana has now won the key to the city 2 years in a row. Jeff Filling scheduled to give us a report. By the way, Jeff Filling, after missing a year due to illness, is back on the mic at Augustana. And Winona State beat Wayne State 21-14. All the games in the Northern Sun are finals today. Let's jump over to the MIAC today. And we have a ton of finals to report there. And the big game of the day is St. John's at Bethel. These two teams, since St. Thomas exited, have certainly been at the top of the league. And Bethel beat St. John's 17-10. Wind, a gigantic factor at Bethel today. The Royals led it 3-0 after one. They were tied at 10 at the half. Bethel, the lone score in half number two, comes in the fourth. The final 17-10. And Tame Anns, 127 yards on the ground and a touchdown, 23-yard rushing touchdown, turned out to be the game winner. Cooper Drews, quarterback for Bethel, he's from Princeton, 17-22, and a touchdown in the game today. And for St. John's, Trey Feeney, 19-23. No touchdowns and a pick and 181 yards. The Johnnies were only able to rush for 88 yards on the day. Bethel, 203 on the ground today. So the Royals beat the Johnnies 17-10. Other finals in the MIAC, Augsburg blew out St. Olaf in Minneapolis 44-13. Carlton on the road beat Gustavus 45-28. Concordia beat St. Scholastica in Moorhead 49-21. And there's a night game in St. Paul. Hamlin makes a short trip down Snelling Avenue to McAllister. They are almost neighbors. Once again, Hamlin down Snelling to McAllister tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, let's get you up to date on some scores out of the WIAC. We still don't have a final. Eau Claire and Stout, great rivalry game there. Now it is a final, and Stout wins big 42-17 in Eau Claire. It has gone final. The other three games today in the WIAC, Platteville rolls over Stevens Point at home 52-0. It was Oshkosh beating River Falls in Oshkosh 21-17. The hometown of my Grandpa Thompson's from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And La Crosse beat Whitewater 23-20 in two overtimes today. Huge showdown, La Crosse. They are back in the mix year in and year out now. Whitewater, a perennial power. La Crosse wins a big one there, 23-20 in overtime. Let's jump over to the UMAC real quickly. There are two games tonight. One in the books, Greenville wins at Westminster 38-24. Martin Luther is at Morris tonight at 6. And then later, Northwestern at Crown. That'll be in St. Bonaventure as they'll kick it off at 7:15 tonight. So you are up to date on the scoreboard. We hope to get some game reports following the news and weather at 5 here on the first full college football final of the year. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Once again, we expect Kevin Reed, Jeff Filling. We hope to hear from Jeff Papas out of the Northern Sun, and then hope to get some MIAC game reports as well here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And it's always true, MLB playoffs underway, divisional round getting started. Blue Jays lead the Yanks 2-1, bottom of the sixth, game one. Coming up early this evening, Dodgers and Phillies from Philadelphia. Ohtani gets the start for the Dodgers in that one. A little bit later on tonight, Tigers and Mariners. That'll start at 7:38 our time. And one in the books, the top seed in the NL. The Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3 today in Milwaukee. Love to see a Brewers-Tigers World Series. I'll keep my fingers crossed on that one. And as we mentioned, the Loons go tonight on the Midway. KC is in town. Good rivalry over the years. And that'll be a 7:30 start on the Midway at Allianz Field. We have the news and weather. Sneak peek at the weather. Still hot. Officially 90 degrees in the Twin Cities. South winds at 26, gusting to 40 miles an hour. The dew point dropped. It was at 60. It's down to 56. It'll stay windy and warm overnight, a low near 73. A little cooler tomorrow in 84. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then by Monday, sunny, quite a bit cooler, 65. Tuesday is 67, 70 on Wednesday. Into the low of 70s Thursday and Friday. So that is an update on the current weather. Once again, warm and windy here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Jonathan Lowe will come back. We'll have at least one more full look at the Big Ten and Top 25 scoreboard, and then a couple looks at the regional scoreboard as well here on the CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.